During this season of Lent, we have been focusing on the five senses, and in today's episode, I'd like to draw our attention to one of them specifically, namely the sense of hearing. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. I'm going to start with a couple of sort of logistical things that'll move us into a conversation about sort of an important posture, let's call it, in the world. The logistical things are we are still, as I tape this, in the season of Lent. We have been following a devotional called Coming to Our Senses, Returning to God, co-authored by our very own Pastor Michaela Dalleen. I'm taping this actually the day after the fourth Wednesday in Lent, when the topic was hearing, which I will say more about in a second. But the logistical, I guess, message I want to share is that means we have one Wednesday left for Lent, so I hope you'll join us for next Wednesday. We'll flash the date up. I forgot to check. What would that be? It must have been the 9th of April, I think. If I got that wrong, we'll flash up the correct date in big blinking letters. But I think it's the 9th of April. So join us for that. And then fast forwarding from there, just a reminder, I've mentioned this a few times now in worship, as we look ahead to Easter Sunday, and this is a wonderful, good problem to have, but we do expect that Easter Sunday is going to be really busy here this year, and we'll have three services on Easter Sunday at 8 o'clock, 9:30, and 11 o'clock. If you would be so kind, if you're able to come to the early or the first or third service, it will help open up space in that 9 o'clock or 9:30 service, excuse me, which we anticipate will be the busiest. And very importantly, this is an important detail, all three services are basically the same. It's the same hymns, the same music, the same brass ensemble, the same choir. The 9:30, we will have some children's choirs, so that's different. But otherwise, they're all our sort of big, full traditional service. So you'll get the same experience regardless of which service you come to. Okay, enough with the logistical stuff. I mentioned that the hearing was the topic of yesterday, the day before I'm taping this is Wednesday night theme. And so I'm just thinking a little bit about the importance of that posture of listening, hearing, paying attention to how God comes to us. So I'm going to lift up just a few resources for that. Famously, biblically, I think it's fair to say that God does not shout. I think we've probably talked about this before. One of the most beautiful passages that reminds us of that is from 1 Kings chapter 19. This is actually a really important passage for me personally for reasons I'll bore you with another time. But this is about the prophet Elijah, who's had a rough time of it. He's kind of ready to give up, and he's kind of angry at God and everyone else, and he goes off and pouts for a while, and he's on a mountain. This is 1 Kings 19, verse 11. Well, actually, just before that, we're told the word of the Lord came to Elijah saying, "What are you doing here?" Elijah says, "I've been very zealous for the Lord, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." So then we're told by the angel of God, or God himself, Elijah's told, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." And then in this very famous passage, we're told, "Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence." When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance to the cave. And it's through that silence, or that gentle whisper, that Elijah finally hears the voice of God. So this is a really important biblical truth, that God, generally, when God speaks to us, God whispers, which means that a very noisy and loud world tends, if we're not careful, to drown out that whisper. I've talked about this quote before, but again, the second thing I'll lift up here comes from my dear friend C.S. Lewis. This is an essay called Membership, where he's talking precisely about the way the world drowns out the gentle whisper, the silence of God. He says this: we live, in fact, and remember, this is written in the 1940s, right? And he's worried about the new technology called the wireless, the radio, and its part in drowning God out. So he says, we live, in fact, in a world starved for solitude, silence, and privacy, and therefore starved for meditation and true friendship. Okay, so again, Elijah reminds us, or that passage from 1 Kings reminds us, that God comes to us in a whisper. Lewis says, be careful. The world is noisy and loud, and if you're not attentive, if you're not paying attention, if you're not inclining your ear to that gentle whisper, you may miss it. And then the final thing I'll lift up, which gets at exactly the same point from another author. This is the rule of Saint Benedict, or Saint Benedict's rule. Benedict is a very important person in the history of monasticism because of this rule. He's sort of considered the father of monasticism. And here's the very first sentence of his very, very famous rule. It says, listen carefully, my child, to the instructions of your master and incline the ear of your heart. Listen carefully, my child. And the author of this particular translation of this rule says, if the rule were to be distilled into a single word, it would be its first word, listen. Listen. And then she says after that, just again to expand on that slightly, the first thing that Saint Benedict wants to tell us is that we are not attentive, we can receive no wisdom. But if we are paying attention, we will hear God's voice everywhere. The whole rule, she writes, can be summed up as a call to mindfulness. Wherever we are, whatever we do, we are always to be attentive to the all-pervading divine. And so today, that's a sort of long, winding way around to say to you, I pray that you can take some time today to listen, to be attentive to the voice of God who is saying to you right now, I know you and I love you. Thanks as always for being with me. As always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.